Perry Oots, many people refer to him, and I think it's appropriate, as horse racing's Iron Man. The 66-year-old jockey rode his first winner April 2nd of 1973 at Beulah Park. He continues to stack up big wins and reach new milestones. And on October 9th, Perry won the sixth race at Belterra. That was career win number 7,142, moving him ahead of Hall of Famer Chris McCarron on the all-time wins list. And Perry now sits at number six all-time on what is an illustrious list. Russell Bays, Lafitte Pinkai Jr., Bill Shoemaker, Pat Day, and David Gall, the only jockeys to win more races in our sport than Perry Oots, who is kind enough to join me on a busy morning for him. Perry, appreciate the visit, and congratulations on yet another milestone.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to have you aboard. You know, you've always said that you don't pay a lot of attention to your statistics, and I just wonder, though, when you're tied with a Hall of Famer like Chris McCarron for seventh on the all-time list, you have to be somewhat aware of that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But like I said, I just don't let it consume me or anything.
Have you talked to Chris since that big win?
No, he texted me and congratulated me and stuff and sent me a video congratulating me and stuff.
You know, it's incredible. When you won that first race at Beulah Park all those years ago, 1973, could you ever imagine you'd still be doing this here in 2020?
No, never. Nobody could ever have predicted that. I was just hoping I could do well for about 20 years, and, you know, make a living at it and win a few races. Who would ever thought, you know, that you could do this for this long?
What's it like to hear your name mentioned with on the same list as Russell Bays, Lafitte Pinkai, Bill Shoemaker, Pat Day? What's it like to hear your name on that list?
It's a good feeling. You know, you feel like you've really accomplished something, you know, during your lifetime of being a jockey. And I've rode with most of those guys, you know, not a lot, but like when we'd ship into Churchill or something, I've rode against him pretty much. I rode against Pinkai, Shoemaker, Pat Day, Chris McCarron. Russell Bays, when he came into Turfway, I don't know if I rode with him because he rode the bigger race, but I've met him and talked to him and stuff. He's a very, very nice guy. And he's kind of like me. He would rather win races than he would make it, you know, real big at the big racetracks.
Yeah.
He's like me. He just likes to win.
Yeah, we've always said Russell Bays was a big fish in a small pond, but take nothing away from Russell Bays. The guy could flat out ride, and he could ride anywhere.
He's got a bunch of talent and very, very, very dedicated.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Of those jockeys, Perry, that you just mentioned, which one of those that you rode against was probably the toughest to get by if you got into a stretch battle?
Well, probably Pat Day. But when I rode against him, I just rode a few down at Churchill, and, you know, I didn't ride him against him on a daily basis, you know. So, but I would say he was probably the hardest. And probably anybody would say that. Same thing.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people will make a big deal about your age, 66. And, yeah, for a jockey, that's certainly on the older side of things, for any athlete. But you're only as old as you feel, right? So how does Perry Utes feel?
I still feel good. I mean, my body's still holding up good. I've always maintained my weight within 1 or 2 pounds for the last 47 years. I mean, that's one thing that's really helped me out to keep going is not having to fight my weight. And I'm still dedicated. I still really enjoy it. You know, like most jockeys, once they get to a certain age, they just get tired of it. You know, they just don't want to do it anymore. But I still enjoy it every day. Tracking 5 days a week in the mornings, get on my horses. You know, just really, really enjoyed it.
There's a lot of people out there, Perry, myself included, that will hear you talk about being able to maintain your weight at 66 years old. I'm 49, and it's a constant struggle for me. If I stop working out for a week, I balloon up 10 pounds. How on earth do you do it? What's the secret?
I've just been dedicated ever since I started. Ate the same amount of food every day. I don't ever, you know, eat more than that. And it's just been a lifestyle, you know. Just, like I said, eat the same amount of food every day.
You know, when Bill Shoemaker rode his final race, February 3rd, 1990, he was 58 years old. You were 35. Do you remember watching Shoe and you know, kind of keeping an eye on him as and thinking, gosh, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that when I'm that old?
Yes, definitely. Like I said, who could have predicted it, you know, that you could ride that long? And I know there's been a lot of other jockeys that have been older and still riding, but I don't think they ride like 6, 7, 8 a day and win races like I've been doing for all these years. Like when I was 65, I think. Or 64, I think. I was a leading rider there at Belterra at 64, you know. I thought that was pretty cool. And this year I went up second in the standings at 66. So, I mean, I still ride a lot every day. I ride 6, 7 a day, you know, and still win my share. So I think that's pretty cool.
Other than keeping yourself in great physical condition, Perry, how else, what other ways are you able to compete with the younger jockeys coming up today? And it, not only compete with them, but teach them a thing or two. Is it an experience thing? What is it?
Experience and just pure dedication, you know. It's like I said, I strive to do well when I'm riding. I don't want to just ride just to say I'm riding. I mean, I like to win. As you can tell, I've won over 7,000, so I really, really like it.
What still motivates Perry? What still motivates you, Perry?
The thrill of winning a horse race. I mean, like I said, yeah, just getting on horses and riding races, that's just like everyday work, you know. But when you win a horse race, there's no thrill that I've ever found that you can get from winning a horse race.
Yeah, so many jockeys have told me that over the years, even jockeys coming back from injury. I remember a conversation I had with John Velasquez after he was trying to make his way back from a pretty serious injury. And I asked him, I said, Johnny, why do this? What, you don't have to do it. You have a family. You're a great family guy. Why do it? And he said, it's like a drug, that thrill that you get when you're winning a horse race, any horse race. It's like a drug.
Yep. And that is true. And that don't matter if it's a cheap race, like 5,000 claim on the day, or $100,000 stake that day. You get that same thrill every single time. And like I said, I've been fortunate enough to get over 7,000 of those thrills.
Yeah, 7,142 to be exact. Which of the moments, when you think back on all those wins and your career and the highs and the lows, what are a couple of the moments, Perry, that when you think about your career, you're never going to forget?
Well, the first 200,000 stake that I win, I thought that was pretty cool. It stuck in my mind a lot. I was real proud of that, and it was for Kenny McPeak.
Wow. Yeah, that'll do it. Hey, take me inside your house
like
for a minute, Perry.
That's one of the things that I remember the most.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine that would be ultra special. Take me inside your house for a minute. What memorabilia, racing memorabilia, am I going to see if I walk into Perry Utz's house?
I've got leading rider trophies everywhere. I mean, they're just there's so many of them there. Like, I've been leading rider at River Downs, Belterra, 35 times. Been leading rider at Beulah 13 times, and I was leading rider twice over at Turfway. So, I mean, I've got trophies everywhere. And wind pitchers the same way. They're stuck in every drawer, every cabinet that you can imagine. You know, they're everywhere.
Fantastic. What's next for Perry Utz? Where do you go from here? What do you still want to accomplish, Perry?
Well, I would really, really like to get by David Gull for number 5 on the all-time win list. I think it's like 254 more to go to get to him.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like I said, at 66, I just go day by day, you know. So, but I would really like that. And, we'll see how it goes next year. If I do real well, might go another year. Just like I said, I'm just playing it day by day right now.
Yeah, well,
like
Perry,
I feel good, and I think I can do a credible job still. So I don't see no reason to quit.
Yeah, why would
you? Pat Day always told me that the day you lose that thrill, he said, it's probably time to hang it up. He said one day you win a stake, like $100,000. He said he didn't get that thrill when he crossed the finish line. He said he quit about 2 days later. He said he knew it was over. So,
yeah,
like I said, I still get that thrill every day.
It's like any athlete, right? And you know, you see guys in other sports, like take Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, for example. There comes a time when they just have a difficult time competing with the younger kids that are coming up today. And you've proven that you're still able to do that. So why go anywhere?
But a lot of the younger guys coming up nowadays, they don't have that dedication and drive, you know, like guys back in the day. That's the first to, you know, to win as many as they can every single day. Like when I start out my day riding six or seven, I want to win every one, every single one. And one time I almost did it. I rode nine that day, and all nine of them looked really good on paper. Well, I win the first six, and I thought I was going to win them all. And I wound up second in the last race, as close as I could get. But it's just stuff like that. You know, I just really, really enjoy it.
Now, you can't teach heart. You can't teach desire. And at 66 years old, Perry Utz, number six on the all-time wins list, he still has all of those qualities, and that's why he's able to be successful day in and day out. Perry, listen, I appreciate the visit. I know you've got some things to get to, so I won't keep you, but I just want to let you know that in honor of your accomplishment and the way you've handled yourself throughout your entire career, I want to make you our industry star of the week on this Saturday morning. This segment brought to you by Stuart Morris. And really appreciate the visit here this morning, and all the best, my friend. Continued success and safe trip every time you get a leg up.
All right. Well, thank you.